bluegrass appearance. This Canadian trio delighted and inspired so many of us this past week at the Rocky Grass Academy. For 7 years, they were the house band, and that's 10 sets of music every single weekend at Toronto's legendary Dakota Tavern. They now tour internationally. They've got a brilliant 2018 release, When the Sun Comes Up. These three compelling singers, picking on clawhammer banjo, fiddle, and bass, are here today to bring their progressive interpretation of old-time music to us this Rocky Grass Friday. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up for Lonesome Ace String Man!
Place to be, and we are just honored to be here. That first one was one that Chris wrote after the 2016 election debacle, and when the Canadian immigration website crashed. It's called American Refugee.
Oh,
Property, and we lived there until I was about 10, at which point it dawned on my father that there wasn't really a lot of work for a jazz saxophone player in the middle of nowhere. And so we all moved back to the city, and well, we kept the place, and the plan was to rent it out to some tenants, and the first tenants were lovely people, you know, artists and woodworkers. And then, you know, the next tenants, they were cool, but not quite as, you know, cool. And they, it was the beginning of a downward trend, which ended with it being more like there was more mammal inhabitants. There were porcupines. I'm not sure if you're familiar with those animals here, but they do love plywood or any kind of wood they love to chew on. And when you leave an old place kind of vacant, they can have their way with it. So a couple of summers ago, it dawned on us that we had to tear the old house down, and this song came to me. It's called O'Grady Road.
Thank you. Well, folks, the great songwriter Roger Miller once said, he was quoted as saying, the human brain is an incredible thing. It starts working from the moment you're born until the moment you sit down and try to write a song. And I found that to be true. And I was caught in that predicament a couple years back. And I was sitting at my kitchen table back home in Toronto with my banjo and my cup of coffee and a little melody twinkling through my head. But no words were forthcoming. So I decided to just sort of give into the situation. I said, to hell with this. I'm just going to try writing a song about not being able to write a song, which worked for about one verse. And then it just sort of morphed into a general celebration of failure. And here I am. I'm going to sing it for you right now. It's called At My Kitchen Table. She had a dozen boyfriends and she loved everyone. Those that let their hearts run free might be the lucky ones. If trouble don't kill me, don't live until I die. Devil sees you stumble, but heaven knows you try. Sunny in rehearsal, morning to night. You never get it wrong, you'll never get it right.
Thanks a lot. Thanks, folks. A couple of summers ago, I was up at my cottage, and I was listening to that Woody Guthrie song about Pretty Boy Floyd. And sort of coincidentally, I was also reading The Grapes of Wrath, and both Woody Guthrie and John Steinbeck seemed to be real big fans of this folk hero called Pretty Boy Floyd. And so I wondered what the story was of this young farm boy who'd been done wrong by the law and risen up to kind of, you know, challenge the establishment. So I did a little digging, like any real folklorist would do. I went straight to Wikipedia, and I started reading about this Pretty Boy Floyd. Turns out, he was a very violent criminal. He was wanted for about a dozen murders. All of his accomplices were known felons and criminals of one sort or another. And his two favorite pastimes were robbing banks at gunpoint, and then often right afterwards, engaging in gun battles with the Kansas City police.
downtown in broad daylight. So it's a pretty hard dude. Yay. But, you know, I read a little further. I think I may have found the seed of his heroic stature. Every time he robbed a bank, and he robbed, I guess, dozens of banks, he would empty the vaults, and then, because he had no use for them, he would burn all the land deeds that the banks held back in those days. It was the Great Depression, so that was the only proof of ownership. And of course, back then in the Great Depression, unlike today, the banks have a lot of power over people. Thank you. So he essentially emancipated hundreds of farming families, and I think in the process became the hero that he was. So a bit of a duality going on, violent guy, hero. So I decided to write a song, kind of embrace the totality as far as I can tell. And it's called Pretty Boy Floyd. It goes like this. You went down one night in a driving rain to a bullet from the FBI. And they propped him underneath an apple tree and waited for Pretty Boy Floyd to die. And the cops all stared in disbelief. They've been hunting him for so long. There's Charles Floyd slowly bleeding out, public enemy number one. With the book full of warrants and a long list of crimes, and everyone bearing his name. Even if he'd only done half those things, he was good enough to hang. Not many people would have given Pretty Boy up. He was loved all across the land. But these are cold, hard years, and money buys years when enough money changes hands.
Thank you.
permission that gig we played for about at least, I think it was 10 years, but these guys argue with me. It just felt like 10 years maybe. But it was a bar gig. Started about 10 in the morning. I mean, it was a brunch bar gig. And basically, it was an opportunity for people to come in, hop their kids up on syrup, and start drinking at about 11 a.m. and abdicate all responsibility, put them on the dance floor. You can see the appeal of that, I'm sure, some of the parents out there. But to say it got a little noisy would be quite an understatement. So we sometimes had to find a way to cut through that din, and this was one of our favorite ways. It's called Red Mountain Wine.
Sing with us on this next one, please.
Chills your body, but not your soul. Keep your hand to the plow.
till you got no one to go there, babe. Keep your hand to the plow and hold right on. Let's hear it. Hold on. Hold on.
Residency at that same tavern that we started playing at, and we thought it'd be cool to feature a bunch of our favorite artists, a new artist every week. And that was like, we came up with that plan about 4 months out, and then as we got closer and closer, we realized there was 5 Tuesdays in October, and we're gonna have to learn about 60 new songs, and we started to realize that our hourly wage was dipping well below the minimum wage at that point. And without the only way to sort of redeem that would be to keep a few of them in our repertoire. And this next set of tunes is part of that. And so we're featuring first an old Scottish fiddle tune called, is that what we're doing? an old Scottish fiddle tune called Highlander's Farewell. And then we're going into a lesser known Bill Monroe tune called Monroe's Farewell to
Here, I'll help
Long
you, you
Hollow,
help me.
And one that he did not record ever, but
way close.
There are some recordings in front, and maybe it'll be on our, it's on our new record, our upcoming record.
Thank you.
a little George Jones song for you guys.
Doing a whole set of Hartford tunes and songs tomorrow over in the Wildflower tomorrow afternoon, so come out and see that. One thing you learn when you try to work up a whole set of Hartford tunes is that it takes three grown men to equal or to even come close to equaling what John Hartford could do with his one foot. It's a little humbling. But we love to do it. We love to sing the songs because we love his music so much. And we'll do one right now. This one's called Long Hot Summer Day.
Come on. pay. I'm so breaking up parties on the long hot summer day.
Craig Johnson.
Sit down, buddy, and we'll drink and smoke. Oh, don't weep for me. Cause my hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke.
Denver, Piney Mountain.
I lost my fingers in a Galax mill.
But I sing a sad old song.
And my heart got broken on a big pine hill.
Lord, my tongue.
I started in logging when I was in my prime.
Why don't you weep for me?
It's enough to cruise through the big drag line.
Damn old Piney Mountain.
When the skipper starts bucking and the gears come down.
But sing a sad old song.
Making God's own thunder on the new cut ground.
Lord, my time ain't long.
We were fighting over nothing and drinking too hard.
Why don't you weep for me?
Riding up the camp on the flat rail car.
Devil Piney Mountain.
Now it's 30 years of hanging on the old chain break.
Buddy, sing a sad old song.
I got laid off and paid off in 58.
Lord, in my time ain't long.
Now Skinner got sold to the scrap iron yard.
Why don't you weep for me?
So I moved down Virginia when the times got hard.
Damn old Piney Mountain.
And I lost my fingers in a steel bandsaw.
But he sings a sad old song.
Now my fiddle just hangs on the tune on the wall.
Lord, and my time ain't long.
Now it's all growed over on the logging road.
Why don't you weep for me?
And the wildflowers bloom where the big cherries blow.
Damn old Piney Mountain.
And there's nothing left to do but drink and smoke.
Buddy, sing a sad old song.
Cause my hands can't fiddle and my heart's been broke.
Lord, and my time ain't
thank you.
John just asked me if I wanted to introduce this. It's kind of a song that we just sort of got into recently. It's from this singer-songwriter named Lasse DeSela, who died about a decade ago, very young, really tragic. And she was quite young, 35 when she died. And mostly sang in Spanish, but this is one of the ones she wrote in English, and it's kind of a good modern take on infidelity. It's called Fool's Gold.
Thank you. 20 men had made a swim, 21 would be this ranger. A crown on his head, a crown on his head.
Here's another cowboy song for you guys. This is written by a couple of gents in the Brill Building who probably never saw a horse in their lives, but they wrote a great cowboy song. This one's been sung by a lot of people, and I'm sure you recognize it. I hope you guys enjoy what we're going to do to it. It's a little song called The Wayward Wind.
I spent my young days, and I guess the sound of the outward bell made me a slave to my wandering way. The wayward wind is a restless wind, restless wind that goes to wander. I was born. Tried so hard, but I could never settle down. I left her alone with a broken heart. The wayward wind, restless wind, restless wind that turns to wonder. I was born. Thank you.
thank you guys very much. We're going to do a couple more tunes and sort of whack them together here. It has truly been a thrill of all of our musical careers to play on this stage in front of you people. Thank you very much. That's John Showman on the fiddle, Max Heineman on the bass. My name is Chris Cole. We are the Lonesome Ace String Band. We're doing a John Hartford set tomorrow afternoon, and we're also doing a signing right after this set in the record tent. We got hats and shirts and CDs. And folks, you don't have to buy anything from us. You should just come and talk to us. We are fascinating men to speak to in person. I can attest to that. Anyhow, we'll finish off here with a tune that John wrote called The Sweetberry Wine, which we send out to our band doctor, Dr. Steve Brule, every set. And then we'll finish off with one that our friend Darren Hackard wrote called Never Again, and swing into a fiddle tune, and that'll be the end of us, and we'll ride off into the sunset until tomorrow. Thanks again, folks.
I just wanted to say a big thank you to anybody who's volunteering here, and to Steve Zemanski and Brian for having us here, and Craig, and all the volunteers. Let's give them a big hand right now. You're doing a wonderful job. Thank you all for supporting live music and making this happen. Sitting in your car at the filling station, daylight fading and we're sitting here and waiting. Sun goes sweeping across the Southland, trucks line up at Bill's ice cream stand. It's just something about the season. Sitting at a pub with no good reason. Rolling down a highway, heading nowhere. Send me a postcard when you get there. Drunk and rich.
Yeah, Will.